Changes are in the works at the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce involving the chamber's fundraising arm. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports Foundation Incorporated is being moved away from Florida's Sunshine Law.
Chamber CEO Jerry Maygarden made the announcement at Monday's board meeting. He says when the chamber decided to embrace the Sunshine and Public Records laws last summer, it had a serious impact on fundraising.
Basically, our fundraising records became subject to the Sunshine Law. A lot of people are very generous, but they don't like being the subject of every fund drive, fundraiser, and nosy person in the country. What we've tried to do is move our foundation toward totally private funding. That way, our giving records becomes a matter of private records.
A standalone foundation would also protect the privacy of those contributing to the Chamber's Vision 2015, a job creation program focused on recruiting new businesses, helping local firms expand, and strengthening the military-private sector partnerships in Escambia and Santa Rosa counties.
In the current setup, anything that we engage in or discuss at a board meeting is public because we spend public money. A gift, it's not public money. Well, according to the public records request, that person's background, their phone number, their address, anything that's associated with the check becomes public record.
The foundation currently is a 501c3 organization. Donations are tax exempt and tax deductible. It would keep that status when moved out of the Sunshine. The decision to operate under the law was made after a rather pointed opinion issued by State Attorney Bill Edens.
The Sunshine Law is a little bit more complicated in reality than it is when you just hear people talking about it.
Edens sent a letter to the chamber reminding officials that they're one of the few private organizations that fall under the open meetings law.
They've made the choice that they are going to receive money from the county. Anytime a private entity receives money from a governmental entity and does a governmental function, they are required to comply with the Sunshine Law. And the policy behind that's real clear. The public has a right to know where public money is being spent.
The Pensacola Chamber receives over $500,000 from the City of Pensacola and Escambia County each year to help pay for economic development services. Another $270,000 in public funding comes from the city and county through the Pensacola Economic Development Council. But Eden says the Sunshine Law does have some exceptions.
When you're involved in a lawsuit and you're evaluating that lawsuit, whether or not you want to settle it, there also is an exception for economic development. When some company wants to come in and they do not want to disclose who that company is, when it's being done by a county or other entity that clearly has to comply with the Sunshine Law.
Edens also noted the $5.7 million the chamber received from the county in 2012 and this year for tourism promotion and operation of the Visitors Information Center. Also being moved to private status is the Chamber's Armed Services Committee. CEO Jerry Maygarden says that's a special constituency, much like minority and women-owned business enterprises.
Because of the federal nature of their work, they're not prone to come to the table and talk about advancing military bases and commands in our region if it is subject to state sunshine laws. We have decided that it would be in their best interest as well as ours to take those matters into the foundation.
Another upcoming change deals with oversight. The Chamber's Executive Committee has served as the foundation's board of directors. Maygarden says it's time to separate the two and make the foundation an autonomous body.
Although they may share common mission and they may share a common purpose, there needs to be a separation or a corporate veil between the two so that the foundation can do those things in its best interest and not be dictated to by the Chamber Board.
The 10-member Greater Pensacola Chamber Foundation, Inc. Board will begin its work in the next few weeks. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.